Harvard University Film Department just released their number one Jewish American princess horror film, Debbie Does Dishes. What's a Jewish American princess's favorite location? Facing Tiffany's. What's the difference between a Rottweiler and a Jewish mother? The Rottweiler eventually lets go. A Jewish telegram. Start worrying, details to follow. Funny jokes, all at the expense of Jewish women. Last year, I taught a class, Jewish Women from Stereotype to Reality. And I asked the participants to yell out whatever comes to their mind when they hear that phrase, Jewish women. And the answers were both sad and unsurprising. Pushy, overbearing, princess, controlling. And keep in mind, the only students in the class were Jewish women. But the ladies were right. Historically, society portrays Jewish women as the bubby, as the yenta, the overbearing socialite, and that derogatory term, Jewish American princess. As I said, I just returned from the AIPAC conference in Washington, D.C. And after the conference, I had a chance to tour the National Mall with our high school students. At that very place, I closed my eyes and I imagined Washington, D.C. 100 years ago, March 3rd, 1913, the Women's Suffrage Parade. 8,000 women marching down Pennsylvania Avenue. Imagine 8,000 women marching down Pennsylvania Avenue, harassed and abused because they were giving voice to women who were silenced. And then I opened my eyes and I thought about the 13,000 people standing at the AIPAC conference. Undoubtedly, 5,000 to 6,000 of them women, Jewish women, no longer silenced, infused with that same spirit as the women who marched in the suffrage parade, women who believe they will make a difference. So now I ask you, what do you think of when I say the phrase Jewish women? I think of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, American Supreme Court Justice. I think of Yael Arad, the female Israeli Olympian to win a medal in the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. I think of Emma Lazarus, the author of the New Colossus, the inscription at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. I think of Golda Meir, Ann Landers, Henrietta Zold, Anne Frank, and Betty Friedan. And when I think of Jewish women, my Jewish ladies, three come to mind. My daughter, my sister, and my mother. On the night that I returned from the AIPAC conference, my mother picked me up in the car, toting Annie, my daughter, who's 15 months old, in the back seat. Excited to see me, Annie literally jumped into my arms. Struggling to get her back into the car, she burst into tears. Her exhaustion, my exhaustion, the pain of being separated, and the joy of being reunited. Well, I tucked my hand into hers, and for the remainder of those 30 minutes of the car ride, she fell asleep, her hand wrapped around mine. My Jewish lady, the youngest, the one who teaches me the power of being wanted and needed. My sister, Danielle, 22 months apart, we used to share a room with a thick piece of gray masking tape dividing her side and my side. But after a strong earthquake or a scary movie, and always after the first night of school, you would find the Guzik sisters in one bed, snuggling and whispering, sharing secrets, knowing how lucky they are to be sisters. My Jewish lady, my sister, the one who teaches me the power of friendship. My grandma Carol was a classy lady, an elegant woman. Weekly, she would get her hair styled and her fingers manicured. But when she was dying in the hospital, her hair drooped and her nails chipped. But as always, my mother was determined. My grandmother could barely speak or eat, but there was my mother, painting her nails one by one. My Jewish lady, my mother, the one who teaches me the power of unconditional love. Our Jewish ladies, our nurturers, our daughters, sisters, and mothers, our storytellers, the bearers of memory. Dear God, on this morning, may we show them our thanks. May we show them our gratitude. May we show them our love. The Jewish ladies, our Jewish ladies. Shabbat Shalom.